Title: Reese Width Without Mud from Scratch Using Arrangement View Beginner. Alright, let's build a Reese base that feels massive and wide, but still hits clean and solid in the low end. And we're doing it the way drum and bass actually gets finished. In Arrangement View, with an intro, a drop, variations, and a second drop, the big beginner trap is trying to make the whole bass wide. That sounds exciting for about 5 seconds, then your low end turns to soup. Your kick and snare lose impact, and in mono your bass mysteriously vanishes. So today, we're doing the club safe method. Mono sub, wide mid. Quick lives in the mid layer, not in the sub, that's the whole philosophy. First, set up the project so we're making decisions like a producer, not like a sound designer stuck in loop land. Set your tempo around 174 BPM. Then go to arrangement view and drop some locators. Make a simple structure. Intro from bar 1 to 17, drop from 17 to 49, a breakdown or variation from 49 to 65, then drop 2 from 65 to 97. Now add a basic drum loop. Even placeholders are fine. Kick on 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4. Maybe a hat pattern if you want. The key is, do not design the bass in solo. The drums tell you if your bass is too long, too loud, too muddy, or fighting the snare. Next, we'll write the MIDI rhythm. Create a MIDI track called Bass MIDI. In the drop section, make a clip, like bars 17 to 25, and write a classic rolling rhythm. Keep it mostly eighth notes, but leave a few gaps. Those tiny gaps are what let the drums breathe, and they make the groove feel like DNB instead of a constant drone. If you're unsure, start with straight eighth notes for one bar, then remove two or three notes to create syncopation. Keep it on one root note at first. Pick something like F or G and just commit, because we want to stabilize the sound before we start getting fancy. Quick coach tip. Before you do any clever MIDI, loop one sustained root note for 10 or 20 seconds. This is your anchor note. You'll set your levels, eck, and tone on that. If you tune and balance while the riff is changing every beat, you'll keep fixing the bass forever. Now the most important move in this whole lesson. Split the bass into sub and mid. Duplicate your bass MIDI track twice, so you have two new tracks, one called SUB and one called Reese MID. Copy the same MIDI clip to both so they're playing the same notes. This separation is how we get wide without mud, every time, because we're going to treat the low end like a single, centered instrument, and we'll treat the character like a wide stereo texture. Let's build the SUB first. On the SUB track, load operator. Keep it super simple, use oscillator A only sine wave. Pull the level down a bit, around minus 12 dB, because we want headroom. Drum and bass gets loud fast, so don't start your bass at maximum. Now shape the amp envelope. For DNB, we want tight control. Set attack near 0, maybe 0 to 3 milliseconds. If you hear clicks, raise it slightly to like 2 to 5 milliseconds. Set release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. The release is just long enough to avoid clicks, but short enough to not smear into the next hit. If you want plucky subs, lower sustain. If you want held notes, keep sustain up. Either is fine, just keep it controlled. Now add processing. Put EQ 8 first. On a sine sub, you usually don't need to do much. Don't aggressively high pass your sub. If it somehow feels boxy, a tiny dip around 200 to 350 can help, but often you can leave it alone. Then add saturator, very gentle. Drive around 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip on. This is not about distortion vibes. It's about adding a little harmonic support so the sub translates on smaller systems. Finally, add utility and set width to 0%. This is you telling the universe, my sub is mono, always. That's the rule. Set the gain so it's not clipping. And here's the mindset. The SUB should sound kind of boring in solo. That's good. In the mix, it feels huge. Now we build the Reese MID, where all the width and movement lives. On Reese MID, use Wave Eatable if you have it, because it's beginner-friendly. Set oscillator 1 to a saw wave, oscillator 2 also to saw, or another harmonic rich wave, and attune it slightly. Now go to unison, set voices to 2 to 4, and amount around 10 to 25%. Don't max it out. Too much unison is one of the easiest ways to get phase problems and mud. Now filter it. Use a low-pass filter, 24 dB slope. Start your cutoff somewhere like 200 to 600 Hz just to hear the tone shape. We'll automate it later, but for now we're creating a mid bass that has motion and character without spilling into sub territory. Now the no mud processing chain. First, EQ 8. High pass this mid layer. Start at 120 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. Then listen with the drums. If it still feels thick or the kick area gets crowded, push that high pass up to 140, 160, even 180. This is normal in DNB. Remember, the SUB track is handling the real weight. The mid layer is allowed to be lighter than you think. Optional but powerful. If the snare feels like it's losing punch, try a small dip on the re-semi-D around 250 to 400 HC. Not huge, just enough to uncloud that area. Next, add chorus ensemble for width and motion. Use chorus mode to start. Cheap rate slow, like 0.2 to 0.6 HZ. Keep depth moderate. Mix around 20 to 40%. You want spread, not seasickness. If it feels like the bass is wobbling out of tune or washing over the drums, back it off. Then add saturator or overdrive. Saturator is a great default. Drive somewhere around 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip-on. This gives you harmonics so the bass is audible on phones and laptops without needing more sub-volume. Then add utility to manage stereo. Try width around 120 to 160%, but we're going to make sure that any low end that tries to be stereo gets removed by the high pass we already did. Now let's make the width safe, meaning mono compatible. Go to your master and temporarily add utility. Turn on mono and off again while the drop plays. If your bass disappears in mono, don't panic. That just means your stereo effects are too aggressive. Fix it by lowering the chorus mix, reducing unison amount or voices, and possibly pushing the re-semi-D high pass a bit higher. The goal is simple. In mono, you still feel weight because the SUB is stable. In stereo, you feel size because the mid layer spreads out. Coach note, stereo content often feels louder even if it's not, so do a quick leveling pass with your monitor volume fixed. Set the SUB so it's solid but not overpowering the kick. Then bring in the MID until you notice the character, and then pull it back about 1 or 2 dB. That little back off keeps the mix from getting swallowed by cool wide sound. Also, drop a spectrum device on both tracks for a reality check. On sub, you should see most energy under about 120 HC. On mid, you should see energy mainly above your high pass point. If the MID shows a hump around 100 to 180, that's mud creeping back in. Now we glue the SUB and MID together so they feel like one instrument. Select SUB and re-MID and group them. Name the group bass bus. On the bus, add glue compressor. Use attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. You're not trying to crush it. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks so the two layers hit together. Add an EQ8 after if you need tiny cleanup. Sometimes a small dip around 250 to 350 helps if it's cloudy. If it's harsh, a gentle dip around 2 to 4K can calm it. And you can add a limiter as a safety if you have random spikes, but don't rely on it to fix balance. Now we do the arrangement view part that makes this feel like a real DNB drop. Automation. A re-semi that stays identical for 32 bars gets boring, even if the sound is good. So a re-semi-D track, automate filter cutoff over time. At the start of the drop, keep it slightly more closed. Over the next 8 bars, slowly open it, then open it a bit more for the next phrase to raise energy. Also automate chorus mix. In busy sections, like drum fills or dense hat moments, lower the chorus a little to avoid smearing. In emptier sections, raise it slightly so width becomes a feature. On the bass bus, you can automate a tiny drive increase for drop 2, like 1 or 2 dB more saturation. It's subtle, but it reads as second drop is bigger without rewriting the whole bass line. Here's a really effective arrangement trick. Around bar 41 or any transition moment, mute the MID for one beat and let the SUB hit alone. That moment of sudden center punch makes the width feel even wider when it returns. It's like a visual contrast trick, but for sound. Now we sidechain to the kick for clean punch. On the bass bus, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain, select the kick as input. Start with ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you're getting about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. DNB sidechain should create space. Not obvious house pumping. If it feels like the whole track is breathing, shorten release or reduce the amount. Too quick is this club safe checks before we finish. First, the mono test again. Does the bass still feel strong? If yes, you're winning. Second, the small speaker test. Put an EQ8 on the master and temporarily high pass around 150 HC. This is just for testing, not permanent. If your bass riff completely disappears, you don't need more sub. You need more harmonics in the MID or an optional TOP layer. If you want that TOP layer, Here's the stock-only approach. Duplicate RIS-MID and call it RIS-TOP. High pass it aggressively, like 400 to 800 HC. Add amp or pedal for aggression. Then keep it quieter than you think. It's spice, not the meal. This layer helps the bass read on small speakers without adding mud. A couple advanced but easy options if you want extra polish. 1. The mid-only on offbeats trick. Keep the SUB playing your full rhythm, but edit the MID clip so it only hits certain steps, like offbeats or right before the snare. The drop stays clean, and width happens only when it counts. 2. Nudge the MID notes slightly late, like 5 to 12 milliseconds. SUB stays tight and centered. MID feels a little lazy and wide around it. That's a very drum and bass friendly feel. 3. If the sides feel cloudy, use EQ 8 in M/S mode after your stereo effects. On the side channel, high pass around 200 to 350 and maybe dip 250 to 450 a touch. You keep body in the center, and you keep width where it reads best. Upper mids and highs. Now let's recap the whole method in one breath. You build a mono SUB with operator sign, gentle saturation, and utility width at zero. You build a RIS-MID with saws, controlled unison, high pass around 120 to 180, chorus for width, and saturation for harmonics. You check mono on the master, adjust until it still slaps. You glue both layers on a bass bus, sidechain to the kick, and then you automate filter and width in arrangement view so the drop evolves. And if you want a quick practice challenge, make a 16-bar drop and do 2 8-bar passes. First pass tighter and less modulated, second pass slightly more aggressive. Use exactly 3 automations: MID filter cutoff, 1 drive parameter, and MID width for chorus mix. Then do mono test, then the master high pass at 150 test, and bounce it labeled with your MID high pass point. When you're ready, tell me what vibe you're aiming for: roller, jungle, jump hop, neuro-ish, and your root note. And I can suggest a specific 16-bar/B bass arrangement and exactly which 2 or 3 parameters to automate for that style.